Hello there, it's January 3rd, and I'm Electro Man, here to kick off the 53rd episode of TWAT. Today's show is going to be about emulation. There's a couple different kinds of emulation out there. One of them is software. Let's say you want to run Linux on Windows, or Windows on Linux, or any other type of operating system on any kind of operating system. Or there's hardware emulation, where the software acts like a piece of hardware. For instance, today I'm going to be talking about certain kinds of hardware. Typically the kind that would play video games on TV, the game console. Super Nintendo, Nintendo, Sega, PlayStation, you name it, it's probably emulated. These emulators will come with what we'd call a ROM. The ROM would be the equivalent of a cartridge for like an NES, or maybe a CD for a PlayStation. And these ROMs come with a little tag. You just can't go out and download these ROMs and start playing games for free. These ROMs, you got to adhere to a couple of legal standards. You can't sell them. You can't distribute them with a package with an emulator. You can't download it and keep it for free. If you download a ROM, you can use it for 24 hours, but then you must have to delete it from your hard drive after that. Although there are some hardcore gamers that can beat a Nintendo game within 24 hours, so that's all fine and dandy. Enough of the legal stuff. The more interesting thing is, okay, so where would I get these emulators? Well, I found most of mine just typing in a good old Google there, emulators and ROMs in the same shot, and you'll get a bunch of websites that will provide both. They'll both have the disclaimer, remember that if you're breaking the law, you can't hold me any liable. You get these programs, most of them, for older generation systems. I mean, there is some for newer generation systems, but you would have to have typically high-end computers for them. For the ones that I would be talking about today, three main consoles that I use personally, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega. Nintendo has got a couple of programs called Nesticle or FCE Ultra. They're both two different kinds of emulators. One's DOS, one's Windows. I prefer the FCE Ultra for Windows, but I think Nesticle has better compatibility. So if you're typically running just a Nintendo emulator, that's fine to use Nesticle. But if you're using multi, I would rather use a Windows version like FCE Ultra. For Super Nintendo, there's Super NES 9X is one I use personally, but there's others like ZSNES. For Sega, there's Gens and Fusion. Typically, you get these programs, follow the help file, put the ROMs in a ROM folder, or anywhere else in the hard drive, I suppose, and just direct and open them, and generally, they just run it. Each one of them have different options for the graphics, make it look better, or the sound, make the sound quality better. It's, you know, equivalent to what it was when you were playing it back in the day. Make sure you have yourself a good controller. Normally, you don't want to just go out and buy a three-button controller when you would want to play a Super Nintendo game that has four buttons, or if you want to play Nintendo 64, which has a whole bunch of buttons on the controller. I found that my favorite controller would be a PlayStation-like controller for the computer. Wireless or USB would be preferred. Easiest to disconnect and connect and to set up. For my personal preference. I was sitting here one day and I was playing it on the computer, and I realized, you know, this doesn't feel particularly right playing on a computer all the time, so I decided to play it on my TV. So I went and got a video card with coaxial out. Not coaxial out, but composite out. And they don't necessarily cost that much, $20, maybe $30. Any old video or any old sound card will do. You just need a AV splitter so you can hook it up to the AV on your TV. Now you got video and sound that can hook into your TV. That worked all fine and dandy for me, but I didn't like the computer case sitting on the outside. So if you go over to my website in the forums, electrostuff.net, in the show notes, it'll show some pictures and a couple of videos that I took demonstrating my little setup that I have for my TV. Now, this computer can also serve multiple other purposes, like an MP3 player for your TV and so on and so forth. But for myself, this is sufficient enough. If you guys ever want to go out on this adventure and you need any more help, get a hold of me. My email address is electroman37@gmail.com. Spell it as it sounds. Thanks for everybody at Twat Tech. Yeah, go check them out. This is where the show's hosted at. All right, twatech.org. And thanks for listening to this show, and come back again. There's many more of them to follow.